What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Today's episode is an overview of how to control your emotions and how to be intellectually honest and humble when looking at markets. I hope that you enjoy these episodes where it's just me talking and sharing some of my personal thoughts. But before we start the episode, I want to first talk about our sponsors. First up is LMAX Digital, the number one institutional crypto exchange. They offer clients the deepest pool of crypto liquidity on the planet, underscored by 100% uptime track record through volatility spikes. They leverage LMAX Group's liquidity relationships and ultra-low latency technology. LMAX Digital is the market-leading solution for institutional crypto trading and custodial services. If you've never heard of LMAX Digital, it's probably because you're not an institution. They have no retail, only institutions. They feature a central limit order book streaming spot Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash, all paired with US dollars, euro, and yen. LMAX Digital. They're secure, they're liquid, and they're trusted. Learn more at lmaxdigital.com/pomp. Again, lmaxdigital.com/pomp. Next up is Compass Mining. Compass Mining is the world's largest marketplace for mining hardware and hosting. With Compass, everyone can mine Bitcoin. Their team makes it easy to start mining wherever you want, at home or in one of their 23 hosting facilities around the world. Through the Compass Marketplace, retail miners can access mining hardware with similar prices and purchase plans as the world's largest mining companies. Compass miners own their machines, they choose whatever mining pool they want, and they mine directly to their own wallets. Miners who don't want to host their machines can order ASICs directly to their doorstep. Simple and low-cost hosting agreements coupled with best-in-class customer service are the reasons why Compass is the simplest and most popular way to mine Bitcoin. Start mining your own Bitcoin today by visiting compassmining.io. Again, compassmining.io. Go check them out and let me know what you think. Last but not least are my friends over at OKX. Crypto is all about democratization and freedom of choice, but many companies limit their offerings to centralized trading products. The crypto companies leading the pack in terms of innovation are those that extend access to the industry's cutting-edge products and services, bridging CeFi and DeFi. If you're searching for a platform that reflects crypto's promise of a more open and less restrictive financial future, look no further than OKX. On OKX now, you can easily switch over to the new DeFi mode, connect OKX's bespoke Web3 wallet via browser extension, and start exploring opportunities at the bleeding edge of crypto. From the DeFi dashboard, you can monitor your portfolio of self-custodied assets across a range of blockchain networks and generate passive income from yield farming with top DeFi protocols. In the NFT marketplace, you can participate in exclusive drops and trade non-fungible tokens without secondary market fees. Meanwhile, the GameFi section is your portal to the latest and greatest in play-to-earn and blockchain gaming. Venture to the forefront of crypto innovation and connect with OKX DeFi today. Again, go check them out at OKX. That's where you can find OKX DeFi. All right, let's get into this episode. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
The Federal Reserve indicated in December that they would raise interest rates in 2022, along with tapering the flow of cheap capital that has flooded the market over the last 2 years. This revelation sent risk assets in a freefall. Whether we are talking about growth stocks, tech companies, or Bitcoin, they have all lost significant percentages of their market cap over the last 8 weeks or so. Whenever we see price drawdowns in these sectors, there's a rise in noise from the peanut gallery. These pseudo-intellectuals begin to post a collection of hot takes and analysis that can be best described as wishful thinking. The best example that I have seen over the last few days is a chart comparing Berkshire Hathaway to ARK's Innovation Fund ETF. There are plenty of people who posted this because it is interesting or visually surprising. But the bear market enthusiasts took it one step further and have argued that it is proof that value investing is superior or investing in technology and innovation is merely speculating. Now, it is obvious that Berkshire Hathaway and ARK's Innovation Fund are both the quintessential meme stocks for their respective approaches. Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, have built an army of disciples that believe the best way to invest in is to own cash-flowing assets that compound over long periods of time. ARK and Cathie Wood have built an army of followers that believe innovation leads to outsized returns, also known as cash flow follows disruption. There are two distinct ways to invest. You can see it in the difference between their top holdings. Berkshire Hathaway's top 10 holdings include Apple, Bank of America, American Express, Coca-Cola, Kraft Heinz, Moody's, U.S. Bancorp, Verizon, BYD, and DaVita. ARK's Innovation Fund top 10 holdings include Tesla, Zoom, Teladoc Health, Roku, Coinbase, Exact Science, Unity Software, Spotify, Twilio, and Block, which is formerly known as Square. The innovation-focused investor is unlikely to purchase any of Berkshire's holdings. The cash flow-focused investor is unlikely to purchase any of ARK's holdings. But this begs the question, which approach has proven more effective over the last few years? The pseudo-intellectuals would like to draw attention to the last 2 years, which shows a significant outperformance by ARK, followed by a staggering drop in the last few months. Even though ARK is still outperforming Berkshire during that time frame, this visual that is being shared on the internet is used to illustrate a narrative of the slow and steady approach of value investing will eventually outperform the speculative tech investors. Not only is that narrative provably false over the two-year time period, but it gets even crazier if you zoom out, no pun intended. Here's a look at the last 5 years comparing these two investment approaches. The ARK Innovation ETF is up 222% over the last 5 years, while Berkshire Hathaway is up only 85% in that same time period. Despite the recent drop in ARK's innovation fund, the innovation-focused approach has still more than doubled the return of the cash flow-focused investment approach. If you extend the time frame to the inception of ARK's innovation fund in 2014 until present day, Berkshire Hathaway is up about the same 85%, and ARK is up about 250%. This doesn't mean that innovation-focused investing will dominate the next 5, 10, or even 20 years. It doesn't mean that Berkshire Hathaway and their legions of value investing disciples will be better or worse than the tech investment crowd. It simply means that for the last 5+ years, ignoring the value investing approach has been an intelligent investment decision if you pursue tech, innovation, and risk assets. It also should go without saying, but I'll state it to be abundantly clear, that the market is the ultimate referee. What is the best investment strategy moving forward? If I knew that, I would go invest all of my capital in that strategy. Maybe the innovation-focused folks will generate outsized returns. Maybe the value investors will be the ones to stand atop the return rankings. No one actually knows. My point in writing this today is that emotions run high at the extremes of markets, both in the upside and the downside. The winners get too excited at the top, and those who have been losing get too excited when they see their competitors stumble. The truth is somewhere in between. It is important to remain level-headed during these severe price movements and continue to focus on the future while understanding the past. You may get social media points for going viral with flawed analysis or intellectually dishonest commentary, but it doesn't produce alpha in your portfolio. In fact, those who end up pursuing the infamous pseudo-intellectual path are usually the people who get distracted and fail to deliver outperformance. Markets can be humbling. Anyone and everyone can be subjected to the brutal nature of assets and volatility. It is impossible to predict the future. Global pandemics, geopolitics, monetary policy, and much, much more are inputs into the complex system we call an economy. Sometimes it is best to simply say, I don't know exactly what is going to happen, but I think X strategy has a high probability of working. I'm going to put skin in the game and allocate capital towards X strategy. If I see data points Y and Z change, then I will reevaluate my perspective. No one is perfect at this, myself included. We are all human, but it sure pays to chase truth with intellectual humility. Hope each of you has a great start to your day, and I will talk to all of you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. And if you're looking to try to transition to get a new job in the Bitcoin or crypto industry, we've got you covered. Head over to pompscryptocourse.com. We've developed a curriculum with the top teams across the industry. It's a 3-week intensive training program with over 50 events packed into that 3-week time period. Go to pompscryptocourse.com to learn more, and I'll meet you guys for the next episode.